pretty messy. when Chuck started this before he left.
Eddie's.
Yeah.
I mentioned him. I need to ask you about one thing.
Model.
part right to the hall, which I think you probably do. I'm sure you can do. This time of year, you can get, you know, set clear a parking lot. So that you don't have a lawn in place, but that doesn't mean that you can't have right in front of it. Yeah, you can still have a cluster house. Or sort of a rabbit. It's quite different. John should know this. Of course, it's quite different from Columbia or even from any other city you're going to at this point, where however many demonstrators you have, there'll be a hell of a lot more people there for you. Now, here, you aren't going to get any crowd people there for you out in Atlantic City at this time of year. You know, there's never deep. Because you know, you've been there in the summer. It's a pretty sparse crowd. There's not enough sparse. Well, I'm just trying to analyze it. The other thing I would suggest if we are considering that they ought to get somebody to write the speech, the 1,500 words, right? I read. This is one that I should read. If I go 1,500 words. I don't have any real feel on that. Do you want me to talk to John or somebody?
Yeah, you should know something about it.
You should get a feel of it with John. Because, well, how does it get in here then? Because
the proposal from them was questioned in their, the people who have,
Well, I think what you should do before getting these information is better sit down before Steve brings it. See, Steve wouldn't know anything about the group at all. I think you better, rather than having Steve bring it, I think I ought to onto the appearances. Major appearances are PR. Anything else like Steve is working on splendidly on. I mean, whether you're Jim Keo and Harry Dan.
Well, I debated on that one, whether to send it in.
But you see, the reason is this involves a decision of this PR.
Yep.
This involves a. Now, the other thing is that. I didn't think you'd want to do it, so I didn't. Well, I don't mind doing it at all. I mean, I'd like to do it if we think it's useful. I think it's useful, we do. But I just wondered if you thought it through. Everybody's thought it through.
Did you see the governor's dinner that night?
That's right.
Press conference the day before. Get to the point where we got to do something on the trade.
The other thing that I'd like to get with you this afternoon sometime, if you're ready, is getting on this morning and schedule a little more. See, John, as I told him from the plane, that I want to know when these speeches for the domestic matter are going to be ready. And he's just breaking a hell of a time getting set our schedule.
Resources we're supposed to have to you tonight. I hope the taping is Friday or Sunday.
I wouldn't feel, because I don't think we need it, and I don't think it's worth taking a chance on what you might get. You've got so much else going at this point that
John feels strongly that we ought to emphasize some positive things, and I agree. But
well, that's, I can understand his point. That's
very important. I think education is a very good thing to emphasize. I think education is a hell of a lot better thing to emphasize than the environment, frankly, at this point. And especially secondary education, where you're talking to people.
That's right.
And they are.
But one test for this, basically, is for that prepare a speech. And I say 1,500 words, absolute max.
That's what it's, you know what I mean? So I can see what it is.
Yeah.
And I'll decide if you want to keep it open. This is what you guys should have the speech by Friday. Right?
Right.
I'll take a look at it then.
Okay, let me check out the.
Why don't we just say it's another 21 to, or you're going to do the radio. Why don't we do the radio with Camp David live?
Fine. Yeah, well.
For Sunday meetings, rather than Monday.
No, it is for Sunday. The plan is to do it for Sunday. Do it. To tape it ahead. Tape it on Friday.
I didn't mean that. For Sunday AM release. Basically,
do it Saturday.
Do it Saturday. Or, sorry, make Sunday papers. You can do it either way. Make Sunday papers or Monday papers, too. So you can do it on Saturday. The Camp David. And do it in the afternoon. Say 6 o'clock. We don't need to be on television every time we do these things, you know. I think that's not much of a picture anyway. But why don't we do it at Camp David, say 6 o'clock at night? Why not? Sunday evening. It gives me a reason to be up there.
Right. Yeah, I don't think you need the reason.
I don't think I just, it's bad though. It's a bad word.
I was thinking you'd go up Friday night since you have to be down Sunday morning.
Right.
I'd better go up Friday night. Got the television, the radio thing. Once you tape it, though, so you don't have to screw it around.
Right.
Well, I'll tape it the second I make radio. So
tape it Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'll tape it
Saturday. Tape Saturday morning, then we'll send it down and I can release it Saturday evening.
Right.
I don't think there's any problem with that. I don't think there was anything magic about it.
So then I'll do it right. I think they're giving the time to do it right. So they're there. Saturday's fine.
That's why I was doing it Friday. I was trying to get everything cleaned up.
Steve was with
something together to keep Saturday clear so you could go on Friday.
Okay. Now the other thing I was going to ask on this thing. This breakfast, the subsidy breakfast for the GOP freshmen.
No. Well, that I recommended against.
This now is reaching a point where I've done the GOP freshmen for a reception.
Right.
Some of them I'm sure will be for this thing tomorrow night, the supporters, I think. And also, they will all be at either the church or an evening.
That's right.
Won't they?
Yes, sir.
GOP freshmen will all be at a church. One of the two
doing the freshman class.
Maybe someone next week that I go up and do a thing there. And he's trying to work Henry into doing some of those. Henry should do them.
Yep.
But more importantly, John should do them and
okay, so,
things like that. Be planning to go up and chat up with international economics.
Sure. He's very good at putting money in.
Run. Let some of these people do this stuff and let them get to know the rest of the White House. They don't have to come and sit around the president all the time. And it's a little awkward for you to get a whole group of congressmen in to have a substantive discussion.
And, well, I was thinking, Bob, of this.
All you can
every do time that they're presiding the briefing,
every
time you have done it. Finally came down hard on the thing. Berlin said, have them down socially, remember? So that's why I went. doubling up, which is what this would do. And you've already done the freshman once, so this is their second shot anyway.
It was social, it wasn't, they wanted that.
You can't do substance with a group of more than three or four people.
Well, because basically whenever I've got even in a larger leadership meeting, you get the sensitive areas and whack, they go up and they don't know how to interpret it.
That's right.
You know, they say the wrong thing.
Right. Plus, I think it's better, and Bill's sort of screwing up his own strategy by asking them to come into you. It's better, let them get used to
talking to the same
contact with some of the White House. You got a lot of stars here. Play those off. That's a big deal to them to get to know John Irwin. And, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but God, I would think a congressman couldn't care less. But they're ecstatic. I go up there and go. 12 of them call. And virtually all of them have written very nice letters, which is
what they do.
Except their personal ones.
Letters. Except that you can tell them all.
Say how much they appreciate it.
Well, you can tell them a lot of the inside workings. Point you want to make is sometimes you have to, let's understand this president has done more in terms of relations with the Congress than with anybody else.
I do make that point. I do.
How many events we've done, how many speeches we've made, and how many we're going to make. And good God, you know, it's unbelievable how much you're making. The load is terrific here, Ron. Just pretty terrific.
You can, it all ends up, as we were saying, in John Bayes. This guy only cares about what happened to him. He couldn't care less what you did for that guy or how many times you've seen everybody else.
So that would be a common call you or whatever you want to see me.
Yeah, that's a little strange. He originally called, just checking in, said he would like to
see a Tom.
Yeah, would like to see him for about 10 minutes. But now he left another message while I was out saying, if I can work on anything for Dr. Hammer to see the president, to call him whenever he wants. He had called me a week ago, raising the question of whether Hammer could see you. He wanted to see you to report on his Russian.
He is representing Hammer now. Is representing, frankly, a private interest to do with the Russians, and John represents him. I'm sure.
Yep.
I just can't get into it.
I said that's a real problem. As you know,
I said I can see John, but I can't see Hammer.
He said I know it, and I'm not urging it. And he said there is no problem if he doesn't see him. I just thought he might want to see him for, you know, because he's kind of an interesting guy.
Well, I can.
And
I've got all his books.
Well, if you get, you know,
well, he broke it to me on the charge just 2 years.
And that's what he's after. Connelly said I know exactly what problems
Stock got.
Will come into play. So that was the follow-up. Now I'll have to go back to it. Now
I'd like to see
which it is.
I wonder what the hell is happening on this political thing.
I'd go back and say the president would like to see you, but you know there is a problem on Dr. Hammer, and I think we ought to pass that by.
Well, he can just say that he ought to come. I should not see Hammer because it's too delicate and too many others that because of the business thing. Well, I don't know what you can say, but I can't see Hammer. I cannot see him. I can see Connelly always, but not him. I had an hour with him before. I don't suppose there's any way prior to Connelly and you'd have heard anymore about his political things. No.
I could just ask him.
Well, let me say that. See if he'd like to come in. I'd like to talk to him.
At 2 o'clock appointment, and then I think he's going to call me after that.
Sure, say that I'd be glad to have got something at 3 and something at 4:30 that evening, 4:30 or earlier. Good, because I should see about. Well, I had come to the same conclusion with the freshman, but I didn't want to turn it down.
No.
That is another kind of event, though, that
still, I'm gonna put a note on Mike Van Finland that I don't, you know, I'll give you a view if you want it, so you got that. Okay, well, I think that's right. Give to the events instead of our events.
Well, we'll try to keep a few other people separate. Try to keep Henry in check here. That's not easy. I'm not a bit surprised. I could tell that's why we're on this. He's just out here headed. We've got the others out there. That is something plain. You agree to keep on that street? It's the kind of thing with anybody else you think who's kidding. The funny thing is that a guy that can think as intellectually, as broadly, and as perceptively as he can, that can elevate himself to the heights that he can, could let himself, bring himself. I mean, that to me is so degrading. I can't imagine how the guy could do it, even if he felt it. That was more important to him than all these, the whole question of when the press conference is going to be, when we know how we stack up these things and all that.
He probably was thinking.